Doug Steffen Good Day program, social media for all of you, the stations that carry this program, the bloggers that are listening and working on it, podcast1.com, podcastone.com is where you get the download, the podcast. I guess we'd call that, Richie, a synthesis of all of the things that we do during the course of the program get boiled down. I don't know whether
our podcast
has
moved to a new neighborhood.
Yes, it has. Yes.
We have new friends.
We do have new friends in our neighborhood. Podcast1one.com. Podcast One. And the thing that I find interesting is that the program boils down after we've been on the air for hours and hours and hours and hours. They boil it down to about a minute, about an hour and 50 minutes. So if you're in a hurry, then you want to listen to that later on during the day, all right? Podcast1one.com. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's off today. Roberta is close to getting back. Man, she's got more trouble than you can share. I thought I had a problem or two with the farm over this past week or so. Poor Roberta.
Trouble. She was posting from the Mardi Gras parades over the weekend.
Big trouble she's got. Be, though, yeah. Huh? All right, let's see what's going on here. Ken and I have been checking out the facts. Here's the story of a woman. I think from what I've read here, she was probably the oldest Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
Died yesterday at the age of 110. Alice Hertz Summer died in a hospital in London. She had health problems the last couple of years, 110 years old. Her passing comes a week after the documentary was finished, and now it's going to be released about her story. Apparently, this is up for an Oscar. I haven't seen this. Has anybody seen
it, but she was a musician, and the only reason she was spared, her and her son, is because they could play music.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but the Germans would have them play recitals.
Yeah.
But they killed her husband and her parents.
Yeah.
In the camp, and her son were able to survive.
Yep, they moved. They went to 1943 Prague. They were sent to a concentration camp in a city in Czechoslovakia. Inmates allowed to attend stage concerts in which she was the pianist. She credited music with keeping her going during all of the time of the war and since then. Her son's name is Stefan. They were freed in 1945. The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life, up for Best Short Documentary at the Academy Awards next weekend.
Apparently, her life philosophy as of a few years ago was, I just look for the good.
Yep. We have a lot to learn from people who go through things like that. Speaking of documentaries, I saw 20 Feet from Stardom over the weekend, story of some of the important backup singers. We were talking earlier, Richie, about the Wrecking Crew and the Funk Brothers and all the music that was the background of most of the hits.
Booker T and the MGs.
In the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And so this is the other story, the contrasting story of the backup singers for many of the big groups and soloists. We all know they have doo-wah, 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 doo-wah. You know, that sort of thing.
You're on your own there.
Am I really? Anyway, so that's a good thing to check out. That's why I'm sending it along. Let's see here. What else have we got? Oh, El Chapo. Some people call him El Chapo.
Fascinating story.
Joaquin Guzman, who is said to be the most important drug lord in Mexico, is, whether they're going to extradite him or not, the U.S. wants to get him here. I would think there'd be plenty of crimes for him to answer to in Mexico. Are they going to hand him over to the Americans? 56 years old, captured Saturday in a resort city in Mexico by the U.S. So the U.S. and the Mexicans working together.
They're working together. It's, right. He made a satellite cell phone call, and we were able to help them trace it down to an apartment in Mazatlan.
Mm-hmm.
And bang, got him.
Yeah.
So, but the guy, he escaped from prison 10 years ago.
Right.
And that's why the U.S. wants him. They want to put him in a maximum security. And we have seven cities that have indictments against him.
Okay, but why? But doesn't he have the same sort of crimes against him in Mexico?
Yes.
As well?
Yes.
So why would the Mexicans give him to us?
If it gets to the point that they are worried about being able to secure him,
there.
That's why they would give them to us.
So the drug lords down there would, they're so powerful, they would go blast up prison to get this guy out. Like a movie.
They've taken out this guy's top leadership in the past 2 months, and this guy took out all of his competition over the last 2 years. So there's really the big, big, big drug lords and cartels
gone. What kind of human beings are these?
Yeah.
Are they even human beings?
This guy's responsible for Ciudad Juarez, for all that mess that's going on
across from us. So those of you in El Paso, what do you think about this? 888, Richie, who's answering the phone? 888-302-3684. Those of you in El Paso listening to KTSM, and many of you who can hear my voice across on the other side of the border, because the signal from El Paso and KTSM goes across into La Ciudad Juarez, into Mexico. That's where this guy operated, as Richie was just saying. What do you feel about the approach the Americans and the Mexicans took to capture this guy, and the fact that he is in prison right now? He's wanted in Chicago and New York. He's been named this is the first public enemy number one since Al Capone.
In Chicago, yeah.
Yeah. So his cartel has smuggled billions of dollars worth of cocaine and marijuana and meth into the United States.
They were smuggling cocaine through fruit. They were coring out cucumbers and bananas and filling them with cocaine.
Amazing. Woof. What a story. One of, as long as we're in that area, one of the most notorious inmates in an Israeli jail was killed over the weekend. I would not normally mention this or pay attention to it, but there is a connection here to America, a rather strong one, as a matter of fact. This guy was trying to get out of prison. He seized a guard's weapon, shot three of them. 34-year-old Samuel Scheinbein, an American who fled to Israel in 1997 after he committed a gruesome murder in Maryland. He avoided extradition, but was tried in Israel, sentenced to 24 years for the killing of a 19-year-old over there.
They chopped his body up.
Yeah. Special forces rushed the prison after he stole the weapon. The standoff ensued. Scheinbein was killed, and that's appropriate.
And you know the weirdest thing about this is he was up for parole this year.
He got what he deserved.
No, he did. It was a gruesome crime, and he did it. Awful. There was no doubt.
The same thing ought to happen. Instead of this all going to jail, I mean, going to trial with El Chapo, somebody just bump him off. Well, who's going to cry about that? Just get rid of him. You know, somebody somewhere. Does that sound really
that
I'm suggesting? That. Huh?
He can't do that.
Why?
For the same reason we don't bump off the guys down in Gitmo.
No, I'm not saying that the government's going to do it, but there's somebody in jail, unless they put him in solitary.
He's in solitary.
Yeah. But he deserves,
always will be.
Yeah, he deserves the same thing, Richie. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
I won't argue with you.
888-302-3684 at quarter past the hour. If you're one of the millions of American men and women suffering from hair loss, here's something for you to listen to carefully. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that has been proven to work on the three causes of hair thinning. The number one reason you lose your hair is because you've used cheap shampoos over the years, and the creaminess of the shampoos hasn't been rinsed off. So either that or the rinse itself, the conditioner, plugs up the pores in your scalp. The pores in your scalp are more prone to being plugged than the pores, let's say, in your arms, your legs, your back, where other hair is. And so with those pores plugged, the follicles of hair can't grow, and so they're just there under your scalp. And they're not growing into your brain or anything like that. They're just there. And so when you open up the pores, the hair grows back again. And that's why this stuff works so well. Provia, safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair. Say goodbye to thinning hair. If you're embarrassed, now's the time for you to call 800-525-8319. And under the cover of your own bathroom, you apply this stuff, cleanse your scalp, see the new hair come in. 800-525-8319. And we are continuing with the priority shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, get free shipping. Order now, Provia. Safe and recognized now as the leader in getting new hair growth. Kind of a cool thing. 800-525-8319, especially when you realize how easy it is. Is it going to work for everybody? No. That's why they give you a money-back guarantee. Try it and use it with faith. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, you get your money back. My bet is it will work, and that's why I suggest you call 800-525-8319.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness, that's what I'm talking about.
And this week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Toad's Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Kohl's proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. Do you know a young volunteer age 6 to 18 making a difference in your community? Nominate him or her for the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Top winners will get $10,000 in scholarships towards a higher education program. Nominations are open now through the 14th of next month. Don't wait. Nominate a young volunteer today. Visit kohlskids.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Country Club. How do you do? Let's see how we do with the music. As you know, during this portion of the program, pretty much in every hour, we have some musical reference. Why not do the top five songs from this week in 1984? As we start with number five, Michael Jackson's Thriller. You can crack that up, Richie.
Got some big hits this week.
Yeah, there are a lot of good hits.
Oh, wait a minute.
What? Problem.
What's today's date?
Today is the 24th of February.
Okay. And wasn't this a Halloween release?
I mean, Thriller?
I know the album came out.
It was, Kenny, I'll defer to you on this one.
But the song, did it stay on the charts that long? Or?
I think it took that long for it to get up into the top five.
Yeah. Been around. There were other things came out of that album that were in the top.
No, the album was a smash.
Yeah, right. Okay. Number five, anyway, Michael Jackson. Number four this week in 1984 belongs to Cyndi Lauper. Man, this changed a lot of things for a lot of young girls, I'll tell you that. My daughter included. Did she love Cyndi Lauper? She still sort of does, actually. Crank it up, Richie. Girls just want to have fun. Gave the girls a lot to think about, talk about. Maybe the girls just want to have fun part of it. Although this is sort of clever electric stuff. All right, let's hear it. The valedictorian of the class of 1984, Cyndi Lauper at number four. Number three during this week in 84 was... I don't remember this. I don't remember this lady's name. Nina. Yes. Nina had red balloons.
Simply Nina.
What's her name?
Nina.
Nina? Did I say Nina? What did I say?
Nina.
Nina. Okay, tell us about this tune, Kenny.
This was her only hit in the U.S.
Where's she from?
She's from Germany. And she's still, her last album came out just last year in Germany. She's still doing stuff there.
Very well there?
Yeah, pretty well. I don't think anything was as big as this hit.
No. I remember this, actually.
It was a big video.
Yeah,
this video did well.
Video? Yeah. So number three, Nina and 99 Red Balloons. This week in 1994 saw Culture Club with another hit. Number two this week in 84, as a matter of fact, George. It was Boy George, but what's his real name? George Dowd. O'Dowd. George O'Dowd. Okay, got it. Karma Chameleon. I don't even know what this means. What does this mean, Kenny?
I have no idea.
Karma. Chameleon. Think about it.
Karma, I understand.
Chameleon.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
Change your karma. Change to get your karma. Change.
Really?
Or you won't get karma.
You got this? Is that what you think it really
that's,
is?
That's how I interpret it.
You got, yeah. Did you think that through then, or are you just thinking it through now?
Over the years.
Oh, good for you, Richie. Man, you impress me all the time with the way your brain
is. I'm deep.
Yeah, you are deep.
I am deep. I got culture.
That's always what I think when I think of you. Rich McMadden.
Very deep. Deep. Very deep.
That's what I think. Here's another guy who's deep. Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen. Number one. During this week in 1984. Might as well jump. Crank it up, Richie.
Who said that? I can't keep track. Let's see. There was the Sammy years, yeah. The Diamond Dave years. Then they went back to Dave. Then they toured with Sammy and Dave. Who is Van Halen's lead singer right now, Ken? Nobody.
Dave.
Dave is. All right. Back to Dave. Good. Might as well jump.
Might as well jump. 29 after or 28 after, actually, on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we often talk about how much we love our pets, and we do, but how do our pets show us that same love in return? Let's take a look at cats, for example. To have a cat that's licking and grooming, you know, mother animals groom their babies in order to take care of them, and animals who live together will often do the same to each other. So it follows that when your pets start licking you, it's a sign of caring, so those kisses really do mean something. And what about rubbing up against you? Cats rub on things to mark them as territory. So be mine is what they're saying. Quite literally meaning when your cat starts rubbing on your leg, he's really saying to you, I want to be part of you and you're part of my life as well. When cats blink slowly, it's a sign of trust and affection. Try this. Try blinking back at your cat. You'll see an interesting reaction. And gifts of food. It's very difficult for the cat guardian to go to their back door and find a bird or a rat or some rodent back there. Cats will sometimes bring a dead mouse or other animal as a gift. It's a sign that the cat feels safe and secure with you. Who needs Valentine's Day flowers when you can have a dead rodent instead? I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To our conversation here about what's going on today. It's the 24th of February. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden, the ladies again. Well, Roberta's been gone for a long time.
She'll be back.
She's not in prison anywhere. She'll be back.
Not that we know of anywhere.
Not exactly.
She hasn't posted any pictures from prison.
No, she has not. Our word of the day, or grateful, I guess I have confused this sometimes in my description of what I'm trying to accomplish here. But if you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, you'll see a lot of people are posting a word every day or a phrase, something for which you are grateful. Today I would say that I am grateful for good, healthy, local food. One of the big issues in our country these days is where our food comes from. Every day more compromise on behalf of the American public who's being asked to buy things and support food that doesn't come from our country, and maybe even some of the food that does come from our country that's not fit to eat, we're asked to support. So I have a new weekly radio program. It's at talkers.com, Talkers Radio. It's called The American Family Farmer. My thanks to Richie for helping me put this together and the folks at Talkers. It is all about what the American family farmer is putting up with and what you're putting, what he or she has to do in order to survive today in this era of government screwing everybody and everything up. So it is, I hope it'll become an important place for people to find out what's going on in the food supply. And that's the item for which I am most grateful today. Now you can say, what about what's going on at your farm and the support we had? We've been given great support from the people who are giving of their time and talent to help support my farm and the destruction, death of cows and stuff over this past week. I can only say it's humbled me. I saw the number of people who were there over the weekend, just amazing. People just want to see the cows are okay. And the people are coming from all over the place because they just now, more and more people realize as a result of this, what we were talking earlier about the new life that comes out of the ashes of a fire, the ashes of the phoenix or whatever, however that story goes. Right. And in this circumstance, that's what I feel is happening. Even though we lost another cow over the weekend, the birth of a calf that was not supposed to be. We don't have calves normally in November. I mean, in February, because it's in the wintertime, not a good time to bring them into the world. But we had one the day after the cow died on Saturday. This calf was born. We posted that. I think, Kenny, you've got
to post it. Did you know she was mom was pregnant?
Well, we knew she was pregnant, but she wasn't due until April, supposedly, according to the vets. The vets do a preg test. We do a preg test three times a year on the cows. And in those tests, you get an approximation, because the vet will actually stick his hand down into the cow's...
It's breakfast time.
Just explain how it's done.
Thank you.
Therefore, you can feel the head of the cow, the calf that's in there, and figure out how large it is, and therefore how many days long it is. And it's not real scientific, but it's as close as you get, though. So they're obviously a couple of months off of this cow. The calf that was born looks exactly like the cow that died. The markings the same, just really pretty incredible, actually. So you can check that out as Kenny posts it at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Other things there, Kenny, people following the issues of the day, trending. What is our trending major story, or a couple of trends if you want to follow them?
Lots of people are liking the link to Podcast One, where the Good Day Show podcast live now.
That's cool. Thank you.
And several comments, responses to the Daily Gratitude post. Janet says she is grateful for beautiful traveling weather and hopefully a safe day.
Yes, good for her.
Amy says she's grateful that she woke up healthy today.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
And John says he's grateful that Dale Jr. won his second Daytona 500.
All right, so let's have that story. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won his second. I thought the thing got rained out.
It did, for 6 hours.
Oh.
And then they finally got it in.
Yeah.
And one of the funny things about this is that one of the ESPN channels tuned in and saw the replay of last year's race, where I forget who won last year, and reported him as the winner for this year. They thought that they were watching this year's race, saw the winner, reported it incorrectly, because they were replaying last year's race because of the rain out. So then they finally ended up starting the race again at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and Junior brought it in.
One of the things that last night, Richie was on television. We'll have our television report for you, too, by the way, in about 10 minutes. On the end of the Olympics, for whatever the reason, because of the 20th anniversary of Harding versus Kerrigan, they rehashed all of that and did interviews with the two of them. I thought it was ridiculous, but then I chuckled and I said to Kenny, "But I watched it." And
there you go.
It's
a story.
Yeah, it is, I guess, as much as anything else. More importantly, the story of the medal count. People wondering, okay, what's the final count? Here it is. The Russians came out number one as a result of this year's Winter Olympics. 33 total medals. United States came in second with 28 total medals. The Norwegians came in third with 26 medals. Canadians in fourth position with 25 medals total. Netherlands in fifth place, 24 medals total. Germans had 19 total medals. They came in sixth and seventh place. Austria with 17 medals. The French in the eighth position with the 15. Swedes in ninth, and Switzerland in tenth position.
You got to hand it to Canada, though. Those two hockey games.
How so? Oh, you mean
women's hockey gold and the men's hockey gold. I mean, they were just, they were the ones when it came to hockey.
Did a good job. On this date in 1988, Hustler magazine in court against Jerry Falwell. How many people remember this?
Yeah.
Of notable historical interest today, the First Amendment was on trial. The Supreme Court overturned a $200,000 award that Jerry Falwell had got against Hustler magazine and Larry Flint. Mr. Flint, known to his friends far and wide as the Duke of Ranch. Hustler had run an ad, which was a parody of Falwell's first sexually. I remember it was really actually quite funny. Now, Falwell didn't think it was funny, and so he sued him, and he got $200,000, and the people at Hustler took it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says, forget it. You're not going to get that money. This is freedom of expression. This is freedom of speech. This is America. Like it or lump it. So, anyway, how many people remember that from this date in 1988. And also, in historical perspective, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Is that how you pronounce his name? Khomeini?
Yeah.
So irritated by Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, that he sentenced the author to death. $3 million bounty on his head. Apparently, he's better than they are because he's still alive and escaping them. He's in England someplace, I think.
Yes.
Doesn't he live in England?
I think he's come out.
Yeah. Right. Okay, the U.S. wanting to extradite Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman from Mexico to America. He was found using cell... Is this a NASA deal, by the way? Who?
No.
A NASA. An NSA deal? How did they get his cell phone location?
It's going to be CIA or NSA. Basically used a satellite phone to make a call. He was holed up in a cheap apartment in Mazatlan.
Yeah.
And used a satellite phone to make a call. And the United States told the Mexican Marines, here he is. Apartment B.
Go get him. Apartment B.
And they've had this guy on the run for a week or so. Yeah. And they've pretty much, over the last 6 months to a year, have caught his brothers, his kids, his chief of security, his hitman, his driver. They've caught everybody in his thing. So they just pretty much put the squeeze on him over the past.
They took the bop out of his bopshy.
Pretty much.
Yep. Jurors. What did you say, Kenny?
Oh, I just agreed. Yes.
Thank you.
Kenny said, yep.
Yes. Kenny says, yes. Jurors are going to hear today about Carrie Kennedy's morning routine and daily medications as they consider whether she's guilty of driving under the influence of drugs. Ms. Kennedy is the daughter of Robert Kennedy. She was married to the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. In 2012, she was arrested after a car hit a tractor trailer on the interstate near her home in Westchester County. She drove to the next exit. She failed a sobriety test. Blood test revealed a small amount of a sleeping drug in her system. She claimed she accidentally took it. It was a sleeping pill. So, is that okay? Apparently not. Nobody got hurt in the accident.
Well,
this is a minor charge.
She hit a tractor trailer. I don't want to get hurt. It's her.
Yeah. So why are they bringing... I don't understand. Is this the state trying to make... I don't get this, frankly. Why is this thing getting such a high-profile trial?
Other than she's married.
Well, she's married to the former governor. He's not... Do you think he could influence this one way or another? Are they having the trial because he's angry at her because he was married to her? Or what? I don't get this. Is it just because she's a Kennedy?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? It's pretty outrageous. Isn't it? On the surface? Did she get this much attention? This is a minor charge. How many of these charges are written any or every day of the week?
Hey, man, how many times do we see celebrities get tons of attention because they were drinking and driving?
No. I don't know. I think that that's one thing, but having this kind of a trial is another thing. I don't hold with this. I think this is wrong, frankly. However, it's getting a lot of attention, and maybe there's something in it for all of us to learn. 16 before the hour. Speaking of learning things, Heroes is coming back to NBC.
Yeah.
We'll have that story for you in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Terra Koch, Family Travel Expert.
While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Terakoch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath. Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabon, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
There was 57 channels and 11 on.
Let's get to the stories. Heroes. Coming back, resurrected by NBC as an event miniseries, similar to the reboot of 24, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're going to be 13 episodes, it looks like.
Yeah, right. So will Grunberg and all the rest of them who were a part of the original show be back is the question to series creator Jim Cream.
I tweeted Greg Grunberg yesterday to ask him, but yeah, even if he did know, I don't think he would say just yet. But
it's pretty secret stuff.
Of the reasons that this show went away originally is because the storyline just kind of fell apart. It went into 15 different directions and became a mess. Mm-hmm. Great show, but they just kind of lost their direction with the story. But now there's no new drama action series around, so networks are looking back to the older popular ones and seeing if they can reboot them, like 24 and Heroes. And
Alias would be good to get that back. That
Alias would be a great one to get back.
Would be good. Now, whether she do it again or not,
so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
hopefully Grunberg will be a part of it. He was great.
Grunberg was in Alias too,
and he was in Alias. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else is going on. Dancing with the Stars made an announcement over the weekend. A lot of people are surprised. Jennifer, if she were here, would probably be horrified.
Well, it wasn't so much Dancing with the Stars. It was Brooke Burke on Twitter released that a preseason elimination.
She's been there 7 seasons?
Yeah.
What's the reason? Why does Dancing with the Stars say that she's... I haven't seen it either.
I did not see that, but you noticed that what's his face is still there.
Right, Bergeron.
Oh,
he'd be there because he's the kind of guy that's
wonder.
Yeah, but she's not well known. She was clumsy.
She's pretty well known, but she's not a professional announcer the way he is.
That's why she's out, because she doesn't know what she's doing. Maybe they can hire Piers Morgan because he's out.
Yeah,
and no loss there.
No,
and there is a rumor floating around. That Jeff, what's his name? What's the name of the guy who's now running CNN? He used to run NBC. Jeff.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's talked to to Jay to go over there at 9 o'clock.
To CNN.
Would that be an interesting, that would be a sort of an interesting deal.
Because Jay does a little bit of politics.
Yeah, he likes politics. David Letterman is planning to try to take a shot at Jimmy Fallon. He's invited Jay Leno to appear on his program this week.
Oh, that's funny.
Apparently Leno has said yes.
That's funny.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Now 53 after the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. The essence of a new organization called SponsorChange.org, making it possible for Americans to pay off student loans by doing volunteer work. That's a story we have for you at DougSteffen.com, which we will explain in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards Credit Card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. You can try and take your The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, so here's the question, and this is a good one. Would you do volunteer work to pay off student loans? Apparently, there's something that's been set up to make this possible. The story we have today exclusively at DougStephan.com. This is something that started in Austin, Texas. A small nonprofit called SponsorChange.org. SponsorChange.org. will receive a community service award for finding a way to help college graduates pay off their student loans with volunteering. So if you have a student loan,
great idea.
And I have them still, I'm paying off with my kids for all of the time they spent in school. Both of them, six, 7 years. Brendan was 6 years and Megan was seven. So there's plenty of debt there. Researchers at projectonstudentdebt.org say that 7 out of 10 college students who graduated this past year owe money on student loans. And by the way, this isn't chump change. Most kids out of college owe $30,000 or more. So you leave college, 70% of students leave college owing $30,000 or more. So you'd probably love
it. I cannot tell you how many kids I've had conversations with, and my nephew just did this. He just graduated from University of Maryland.
Yeah.
But went to the local community college for 2 years first.
Yeah.
And then transferred and got any kind of scholarships or any kind of grants that they could. And my nephew basically walked out debt-free and he's got his CPA already.
All right. So here's how it works.
Doing that now.
Graduates with student loan debt sign up to volunteer at organizations that need manpower. The grads help their community by putting in hours toward the organization's goals. Then donors who have also signed up at Sponsor Change reimburse volunteers by paying down their student loans. So the donors help the nonprofit get the free manpower rather than making a traditional donation. Volunteers get help with the student loans and gain useful work experience along the way. It sounds like something good to do on the farm, frankly. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, would you do volunteer work to pay off student loans? A, yes. Where can I sign up? B, maybe depending on what I would have to do. C, I doubt it, since I don't owe much anymore. D, nope, I prefer to keep paying them off myself. And E, I don't have any outstanding student loans. So you might want to take the poll at DougStephan.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.